Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Monday afternoon on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Steelers' loss to the Buffalo Bills, as well as the other big results that we saw from the weekend that was in the National Football League. I just did get this notification. Shout out to the guys over at Underdog. Nick Sirianni, that OC Kevin Petullo will continue to call the plays. Get those Dallas to win the NFC East bets in while you can. Yeah, it's over for Philadelphia. It's done. Until they make that change, it's over. The Cowboys are going to win the NFC East. No. I don't know why they're doing it, but hey, Kevin Petullo continues to call the plays for the Eagles. But enough of that. Let's get to the big news in college football, because boy, howdy. What a weekend in college football. And I'm not even talking about the games. Like, I know rivalry weekend happened. It's usually one of the biggest weekends. And we'll talk a little bit about Ohio State. Shout out to Ryan Day finally getting over the hump. Like, we'll talk about Ohio State beating Michigan, Texas being at A&M, Alabama winning the Iron Bowl. But the college football this past weekend was about one guy, and that guy being Lane Kiffin. The former Ole Miss head coach leaving to take the LSU head coaching job, 7-year deal worth $91 million. But most importantly, Lane Kiffin will not coach the Ole Miss Rebels in the college football playoff. To me, this whole deal was an unnecessary circus. Didn't need to be this way. Shouldn't have been this way if we had grownups in the room. But unfortunately, we don't. Like, to me, Lane Kiffin, I say it all the time on this show, and I'm going to continue to say it because it continues to be true. This is an unserious character. And what he did over the weekend was incredibly unserious. And now he has everybody out there trying to believe that he is some kind of victim that was not allowed to coach. Bro, you decided to leave. You made a decision. A perfectly fine decision, by the way, because you know how I feel about that LSU job. I've been saying it since that job opened up. Best job in America. I totally understand why someone would want to go there. But it's time to grow up. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And Lane Kiffin somehow decided, oh, I still need to be able to coach Ole Miss while taking the LSU job. Like, reportedly, this thing has been done for like 2 weeks, reportedly. But he still, the whole thing was about wanting to coach Ole Miss in the CFP. That's what this whole hangup has been. Marty Smith over at ESPN, shout out to him. He was out there in Oxford for it felt like the entire Thanksgiving weekend. This entire ordeal has been about Lane Kiffin wanting to coach Ole Miss in the CFP, despite taking the job of one of their most heated rivals at LSU. Now, I don't think anybody outside of Ole Miss fans would have been mad at Lane Kiffin if he just went about this as a normal person, said, you know what? I'm taking the job at LSU. It's been a hell of a run here at Ole Miss, but I feel like I want another challenge. See you later. Good luck in the CFP. I think most people would be like, hey, you know what? He did what it is. It is what it is. That's the business. Like, this is college sports. I wouldn't have been talking about it if that's how he went about his business. Like, because that's what he would have needed to do. It's like he has to leave, and then he goes, takes his job, and starts recruiting for this new recruiting period that we have going on right now, with signing day coming up in a few days. Like, but Lane Kiffin, for some reason, lacking the self-awareness, felt that he could stay on. Like, there's no way, if you're Ole Miss, you can let this guy coach your team. Like, LSU and Ole Miss is one of the more heated rivalries in the SEC. What are you saying about your program? If you're like, yeah, you know what? Like, he's leaving us to go to LSU, but because we're so desperate, we're so thirsty, we're going to let him stay here. What do you think Lane Kiffin would be doing right now if they let him coach in the college football playoff? Do you think Lane Kiffin would be getting ready for their potential CFP game? Or do you think he'd be recruiting for LSU in your building? He'd be doing the latter. You cannot have that if you're a self-respected program. He would be in Oxford right now in the football offices recruiting for one of your rivals. In what world is that okay? Like, it's insane that he thought that he could get away with this. In life, we all have to make choices. Lane Kiffin made his choice. Not the Ole Miss administrators, which he's trying to say that, oh, they didn't let me do this. Like, Lane Kiffin, to me, made the decision that LSU is more important than Ole Miss. If coaching Ole Miss in the CFP was the most important thing to Lane Kiffin, he would have signed an extension and stayed at Ole Miss. It's a very easy way to coach him. Stay. Just do that. Stay. You don't have to take the job. Other coaches have re-signed. Clark Lea re-signed with Vanderbilt. Like, you don't have Eli Drinkwitz re-signed with Missouri. Nobody had a gun to your head saying that you have to take the LSU job. You could have stayed at Ole Miss and been like, you know what? Let's ride this thing out. Let's try to go win a national championship. If that was the most important thing to you, he could have done that. He controlled all the cards. But no, it wasn't the most important thing to him was to go out there and become the LSU head coach. Is it for the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Money, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Ole Miss would have probably matched salaries or would have come close. I don't know if it's all about the money. Maybe it's he just feels that LSU is a better job, which I think is a totally normal thing to feel because LSU is a better job. But for whatever reason, it was more important to Lane Kiffin to be the head coach of Ole Miss than to coach be the head coach of LSU than to coach Ole Miss in the college football playoff. And what's so interesting about this is that Lane Kiffin believed more in the possibility of winning a national title with LSU than the reality of competing in the college football playoff with Ole Miss. Point blank period. He believes more in the theoretical upside of LSU than what he himself built in Oxford, Mississippi. Like, that to me just says it all. That says it all. Like, you really don't care about all the players or all that. No, you don't care about any of that stuff. This is about Lane Kiffin. Lane's about Lane. And that's why he was operating how he was operating. And kudos to Lane, and kudos to his agency, and kudos to all that stuff, because they had people out there spewing that, oh man, like, let Lane coach, let him finish the job. Like, stop it. Just knock it off. Like, that's not happening. And to LSU, I'll say this, good luck. Because Lane, while he's a really good football coach, is a guy that has never won a damn thing. Like, Lane Kiffin never won a conference title. never won a national title, and this is the guy that you're hitching your wagon to. Just like he did Ole Miss in a year, because this is what he did to Tennessee, 2 years, 3 years, maybe it's 6 years down the line like it was with Ole Miss. He might leave you for the new shiny object. So good luck if you're LSU. This is what you wanted. This is what you signed up for. Let's see how this whole thing goes. And for Ole Miss, last point I'll have on this as we get back to what we saw in college football over the weekend. I do think Ole Miss is going to use this as a rallying point if they make the CFP. Like, their head coach said, I think I have a better chance to win a national title at LSU than I do here. How does that not motivate the hell out of those players? I think that these guys in that locker room, who seem fired up to have Pete Golding be the new head coach, which let's see how that works out. But I think this will be a rallying cry for the Ole Miss Rebels. I would not write them off as like, oh, Ole Miss is done now that Lane Kiffin is gone. No, I think they're actually going to show up in the playoffs and maybe make a run at this thing, because those guys are talented and they're highly motivated based on their head coach saying, I don't want to coach you guys. I want to coach this other school that has not even come close to making the playoff since they won the national title in 2019. So that's Lane Kiffin. Just an absolute joke how he conducted himself. And the fact that the people are caping for him is embarrassing, in my opinion. Let's talk about some other notable results from Rivalry Weekend, though, because it was Rivalry Weekend, and Rivalry Weekend is always fun. Ohio State, they finally did it, right? First time since 2019, they beat Michigan 27-9. First win over Michigan for Ryan Day. Shout out to him, who you look at him on the sidelines watching the end of that game. That looked like the weight of the world was let off that man's shoulders. Like, he looked like, whew, I can finally exhale. I can finally breathe a sigh of relief. Honestly, if you gave Ryan Day some truth serum, and I believe this wholeheartedly, I think Ryan Day, that win on Saturday was bigger than actually beating Notre Dame in the national title this past January. Like, it might sound insane, but the way people care about that rivalry, Ohio State-Michigan, getting that win, I don't even know what would have happened if Michigan somehow won that game. Like, shout out to Ohio State, who continues to look like the best team in the country. They win, they cover. And for Michigan, real quick, they paid a lot of money for Bryce Underwood in the portal, or when they recruited him. Like, $12 million that they paid for Bryce Underwood. Why don't they let the kid throw? like they're hiding him. I get it, he's a true freshman, but like, dude, like, you gave $12 million, like, cut him loose. Let's see what he can do. Like, let's see how he can compete against Ohio State, your direct rival. But instead, it was a conservative game plan for Michigan. They never looked like they were going to win that football game. Kudos to the Buckeyes for getting it done. In the SEC, a couple of interesting games. One Friday night, one Saturday night. We'll start with Friday with Texas beating Texas A&M 27-17. Got off to a rocky start for Arch Manning, but man, the second half, he showed us what all the hype has been about, the potential that everyone's been saying about Arch Manning being a potential number one overall pick whenever he decides to enter the NFL draft. Like, we saw that in the second half. And I think what's so funny now is that we're getting Texas, now that they beat A&M, great win, third-ranked team in the committee's most recent rankings. Now Steve Sarkisian's going around saying, all right, hey, we deserve to be in the CFP. Sark, it's too little too late, buddy. And I'm not here for the, well, like, you just don't want us to then schedule the Ohio State game. We didn't have to do that. No, you didn't have to do that. And it was awesome that you did it. The Ohio State game is not why you're being left out of the playoff. It's because you lost to Florida. That's why. So, like, miss me with this, oh, because we lost to Ohio State, now we're being penalized. No, you got your ass kicked by a Florida team that fired its coach. Sorry. Like, sorry. That's how it goes. That happens. You don't make the playoff. Sorry. But good win for Texas to beat A&M. Alabama, they beat Auburn in the Iron Bowl, 27-20. They like to keep it close, don't they? Like, the Tide love to keep it close. Man, talk about sigh of relief. You can feel a sigh of relief on Kalen DeBoer at winning that game, because, boy, have they lost. We might have been talking about Kalen DeBoer being in some of these coaching carousels, because those people at Alabama, man, they got a lot of expectations. But they get it done, which sets up a hell of a SEC championship game. Alabama, Georgia. Georgia right now a 2.5-point favorite. You're not going to have to twist my arm to bet Kalen DeBoer and the Tide at a plus money price on the money line. We'll talk more about the game all throughout the week as conference championship week is here. But on the other side, Nick Costos joins us with his thoughts on the Steelers' loss to the Buffalo Bills and all the big results from the weekend that was in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.